You know, the song that we just sang, it's an old song. It's been around for many years. But if it ever applies, it applies today. In times like these, we need an anchor. We need something that will stabilize us and help us to make it through to heaven. And that song goes over and over, be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and it grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. The times that we're in are critical times for everyone. They're really critical for the Christian to be able to make it through this time and have victory in our soul. So I'd like to share some things with you today. The topic that I'd like to use is dealing with change. And I don't mean what's in your pocket, but the changes that can come to us in our life and how we deal with them. And I remember, I was so glad to hear Brother John this morning, but I remember when we were here last year where he sat in this chapel with his aunt there with him. Change came. A change that none of us would have wanted nor expected. I remember the weeks that we were wondering, would he survive? Would he live? And I am so thankful to hear from him today with victory in his soul that he went through the change, but it did not change his walk with God. And I'm very thankful for that. 2020, I don't know about for you, but it has been a year of change for all of us. It's been, if you would have told me last year the things that would happen this year, I would have said, no way. It's not possible. There's a verse that we need to always remember. It's in Proverbs 27 and 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. That's to the Christian. That's to the sinner. Don't be making plans for tomorrow. There's a God in heaven that can change all things. Don't boast yourself of tomorrow. I know what tomorrow is going to hold. Because we don't. That scripture really applied to me this year, to all of us. But I was thinking in January of 2020, Clint and I went to India, and we went through Hong Kong, going and coming. And I thought about as we went through there, I saw a lot of people, locals, wearing masks. And now I look back and say, it's possible they knew more then than I knew. They knew more than the Americans knew. In February, Cheryl and I went to Austria for a meeting. And I remember as we got on the plane coming back, there was a young woman that sat down beside Cheryl. They got to talking. And she said, I'm on my way home back to the U.S. from college here. All the colleges have shut down. And I thought, nah, come on. She's talking. She's just making this up. But no, I get home and find out we barely made it home ourselves before the president shut down travel from Europe. This thing is so critical. And I look at what all has happened this year. When they could, nursing homes, those that are particularly at risk. So the solution was we're going to have to isolate them. The people that need a friend the most, and they're isolated away from others. And I came to realize the isolation so much when the day before Mother's Day, our world turned upside down. My son-in-law was involved in an accident that nearly took his life. It's just a miracle that he lived. You know, a change can happen so quick and change our life. But you know what's real important is, how do I deal with change? Change comes. I don't get to pick and choose how it comes. And I thought of the day, I remember the afternoon that I was with Heather and her children. Michael was gone, expected him home that evening. And, you know, it was just a normal day. He'll be here in a little while. And then the call comes and he's fighting for his life, and they airlifted him to the hospital. And for days we did not know whether he would live or not. And Heather cannot go in to see him. No one can go in. I remember the nurse coming out and telling her, said, look, if he looks like he's going to die, we will let you go in to see him a little bit before he dies. You know, we talk about so many freedoms that we have in America, but you know, things can change. And I know all that was done for the purpose of trying to be able to bring this COVID to a stop. But it brought about so much change in our world. I would have never thought it possible that something could affect our world like that has affected it. You know what? There's not a thing I can do about all of that, except how do I deal with change? And then our nation was shaken in a way that I don't ever remember it before, with the protests and the riots that are happening in America, that's been happening. You know, in times like these, for me to be able to deal with change, I'm going to need the Lord's help. It's one thing for me to have victory when everything is going real good in my life. Everything is perfect conditions for me. But you know what? It's another thing when trouble starts pressing in on me. The best example I think of that is Job. You know, I said he was a perfect and an upright man. You would think, well, to a perfect and an upright man, only good things should come in his life. Said he took a stand against evil. He did the right things. He honored God. But in one day, change came into his life. Everything, the temporal possessions that he had and his children, were gone in a day. How do you deal with change? How did he deal with change? He fell down and he worshiped and he said, didn't have anything when I came. You know what? None of us did, and none of us will when we leave. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not about the change that comes in my life. It's about how I deal with the change as it comes. Is very important. So here is where I would like for us to sing that song together. The God of the mountain. When I'm on the mountaintop, everything is going well. The sun's shining. My job is secure. My car is running well. You know how fast things can change? When on just a trip on the interstate, there's a lot of places that look like it's out in the middle of nowhere. And I've thought before, I sure would hate for my car to stop right here. And you know what? What if it stops right there? What do we do? This song, the God that is there with me when everything is going well and I feel his presence so much, is the same God that wants to be with me when the valley comes. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change. You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you are never alone. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but that talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. And the Lord gives us promises throughout the scripture. And I'd like to share one of them with you. Because you know what? It's not just in myself that I can have power for the changes that come in life. I need the Lord's help. So let's look at Isaiah 41 and 10. Here's a promise from the Lord. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, change can come to us. I was thinking of a song that we sing. Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Then there's a verse that says, swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. You remember the verse, if you live 80 years old, it seems like a long time. But you remember the verse that warns us that our life is a vapor. It's here for a little bit of time, and then it's gone. You have to be able to compare it to something to realize that an 80-year life could be a very short time. That's comparing it with eternity. And this tells us, swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, and its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. That sounds pretty dismal, except that the song didn't end there. O thou who changest not, abide with me. He has promised, don't be dismayed, I'm thy God. I'll strengthen thee, I'll help thee, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So, seem like we've had enough trouble already with the coronavirus and all the things that have happened. But you know what? Tuesday is election day. And God only knows what the outcome of it will be. If you were to listen to a conservative talk show, you would find they would say, Biden is going to be the ruination of our nation. But you know what? If you went over to another talk show that looked on the other side, they would say just the opposite about the others. This is the ideal time for the Christian, because we are to see past what can happen Tuesday. That song that we sang early this morning, no matter what happens, He will care for me. God is going to be there Wednesday and the next week and the next week. So I would like for us to look at what God has available for us. Over in John, in the 16th chapter, and in the 33rd verse. These things, this is Jesus speaking, I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Now what things had He been speaking to them about? Those verses just before that, look at the verse in 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone, because the Father's with me. And then He says, these things I've spoken to you, that you might in me you might have peace. Now, what kind of peace can you have when you just heard the news that He's going to be gone and you're going to be scattered? He still got peace for those times. Says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This verse, I believe, still applies to us today. That in Him, we can have peace no matter what's happening around us. I'd like to look at the 27th verse of the 14th chapter. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In 2020, don't let your heart be troubled. Yes. Don't let it be afraid. I've got some peace I want to leave with you, Jesus is saying. This peace is not the kind that the world can give. The world cannot give peace in 2020. There's things that are out of our control. Look at those that are relying on healthcare to solve this problem of the COVID. And it's almost seemed like despair at the beginning there. This is something that we don't have any solution for. And it caused a lot of people to be in a lot of stress. You know what this is saying? Don't lose your peace. I can help you out through these times, and I am so thankful for that. There's a song that says, there are storms that we all encounter. Do not fear, they will do you no harm. Now, is that just an imaginary song? It's not possible. The only way it's possible is if I have this kind of peace that he's talking about. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm leaving some peace with you. There are storms that we all encounter. Do not fear, they will do you no harm. In the Lord is where we're going to find protection, in the shelter of his arm. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging, in the shelter of his arm. Look at another verse, another promise. Isaiah 43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. I think about this, Brother John, through this year, has passed through some waters. He's passed through some rivers of trouble, but they didn't overflow him. His desire to live for God is still strong today. And ours can be, no matter what trouble can come to us. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the middle of your storm, my storm. Right now, it seems like our storm is a common one, this COVID thing. But you know, sometimes I can have a problem that you don't have. You can have a problem I don't have. And yet that peace can cover every one of them. There is peace though the world be raging, in the shelter of his arm. I am so thankful that people have gotten a hold of this and they wrote songs about it that are encouragement to me. One of those songs says, there's many things about tomorrow that I don't seem to understand, but there's one thing I know. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. When anything can happen out in the future that seems distressing, let's realize that God is well able to take care of it. There's another, I thought it was a poem, but maybe it is a song. It says, God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our life through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. When he came to the children of Israel, when he came to Jerusalem and he wanted to help them, you know, it was not to take them out of their problem, but to give them a peace while the trouble was all around them. It says, God has not promised that we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He has not told us that we shall not bear many a burden, many a care. God has not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain, rocky and steep, never a river, turbid and deep. All these things that say, and God hasn't said that we wouldn't have these kind of troubles come into our life. But I am so thankful that this didn't end there. I'm glad that it continues on with one more verse of what he has promised. God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, and undying love. That's what he has promised to go with us through whatever troubles will come to us. I'd like to look in Psalms 56 and 3. You know, it doesn't say, okay, because I live for the Lord, I never have any fears come to me. No, you remember Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles 20, when it said he had a great host coming against him. Did it say he said, I don't have any fears? No, it said he feared. But what he did with that fear is what's important. It said he feared and he set himself to seek the Lord. It's real important. We can have fears of what the future holds. But what we do with those fears is what's important. Third verse says, what time I am afraid. What am I going to do with that? You know, a fear can drive us to do things that we would never do if we were able to think rationally. Fear can drive us to say things that we would never say if we could be rational about it. This one says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. When we cannot see out ahead for what the future holds, we will just put our trust in the Lord. There's another verse in Psalms 125. Because there are many places in the Bible to give us encouragement when we don't know what the future holds. Psalms 125 and 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. You know, I like to see forever when it says the Lord's going to be there to help us out. He will be there at any time out in my life whenever I have trouble, if I will turn to him. So it's only natural for fears to come to us when the future is uncertain. But it's what I do with those fears. Got one more verse that I'd like for us to look at. This one is Psalms 42. 42 and 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? This is a question we can ask ourselves when the troubles that are happening around me start overwhelming me, and I find myself getting caught up in it. I'll just tell you, for myself, in the last few weeks, I found myself getting caught up in the political events that were going on. My mind was churning with it. And I thought, you know, I can't come into a meeting like this because you're not interested in hearing about Trump and Biden and all the things that are happening in the government. I need the Lord to have mercy on me. So I said, Lord, okay, for myself, I got to shut it down. I'm going to commit that part into your hands, and I need you. And you know what? There's a promise in the Bible. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. But you know, so many scriptures are hooked to, I've got the key to it. I don't have to have perfect peace. I can have perfect turmoil in my life about what's going on if I want to. While all the time there's a promise here that just needs a key from me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Folks, in this troubled times when we find ourselves getting caught up in it, let's see where my mind is, even if it's just dwelling on the troubles that I face. 2020 has been a year of troubles. We don't know what the future holds. I am so thankful. That doesn't have to be discouraging to us. We just need to get a good grip on God, because he will be here with us no matter what happens out in the future. So I would like to close this with us singing together one more song. And that is song number 108. You know, there's a lot of these songs do not tell us that if you're saved, your troubles are going to go away. What it says is, he's going to be there with me in that trouble. Number 108. Though I walk in ways unknown, I am never left alone, for the Lord will not forsake me while I do His will. But whatever may betide, He is walking by my side, and by this I know He loves me still. He is with me still. He is with me still. In the sunshine or the shadow, He is with me still. When the raging storm winds blow, and the clouds are hanging low, when the waves are beating on me, and the night is chill, then His presence in the storm quiets all my soul's alarm, and I know that He is with me still. He is with me still. He is with me still. In the sunshine or the shadow, He is with me still. Mid the busy cares of life, in the battle's raging strife, when around my soul are gathered all the hosts of ill, then a voice so sweet and clear whispers words of love and cheer, and I know He is with me still. He is with me still. He is with me still. In the sunshine or the shadow, He is with me still. I am very thankful for that promise. He didn't say that there would be no trouble come to us. Most of the places in the Bible where Jesus worked with someone, He didn't work to change the trouble that they were in. He didn't tell the Jews, I tell you what, I'm going to beat out the Romans. Because you know what? Next year, something else is going to happen. There's going to be some trouble come into a life again. So what He did was, I'm going to give you some victory no matter who is in charge, no matter who is running the country. And He can do the same for us. We can have victory within that'll carry us all the way through. I want this to be an encouragement to you. It has been to me. That I can trust God through these days out ahead. No matter what happens, He will care for me and for you. And I'm thankful for that. I desire your prayers.